And so we talked yesterday about Kabbalas Yisurim. So Gevalt Gevart and Kabbalas Yisurim, the person has to be a little bit, be willing to be Meiser Atzmai Allah, right? And Torah Niknas Allah, B'mi She, Meiser Atzmai Allah. Where do we learn that out from? Dr. Dov Kahan, we gave a shmuz today. Shmuz of the century.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it recorded?
Yeah. Zenfield
He's
gave a shmuz of the century. So he said, he didn't say Mei Masasa, but he said Gevalt Gazach. The Gemara says that Chazal, that the Klal Yisrael in the Midbar in when at Har Sinai, every one of the Dibros, they died for the dip, they died. And they went back for the second one. And as a Makabal term, took Mesiras Nefesh, knowing they were going to die for it. So, in other words, they were Magia Ad Mesiras Nefesh, and that's in Kabbalah Satara. So, that was their Kabbalah Satara. And it's a dark night as well, because Torah has been Mesiras Nefesh. Now, Lamaisa, it's very nice. A person's willing to accept his surim, and a person's willing to be Mesiras Nefesh. But Lamaisa, what keeps him going? What's the koyach that keeps him going, Lamaisa? So he said, Gevaldik. The Gemara says that after they got to the Tchias HaMesim, they got Tchias HaMesim from the Tal Shel Tchia. Where does the Tal Shel Tchia come from? Where does the Tal Shel Tchia come from? The Tal Shel Tchia comes from the Gemara Ksuvis. The Gemara Ksuvis says, that the Gemara Ksuvah says that kol ha-mishtamesh ba'or Torah or Torah mechayeu kol she'ein ha-mishtamesh ba'Torah ein or Torah mechayeu. It means that the tal shel tchiyah comes from the etzem amelus ba'Torah itself. So the zchiyah that they had to be get the tchiyas meisim was from the willingness to give up their life for the Torah itself. That's how he types up that Gemara. Unbelievable Gemara, and that's part of why it says, that's part of why it says, what does it say?
You're
It says that's part of why it says, that's part of why it says that our brothers from Nicholas be served, and one of them is Torah. That's not just the first shot we said was person has to be willing. Except the sermon and not let him distract him. Now we're saying Tifer. It's the sermon which through that he's kind of tired itself. And we said yesterday from the Chazanish, it's the sermon breaking your midas, it's the sermon breaking your taiva. And now we're adding on to the sermon of the Mesiras Nefesh itself. I'm learning. If this is the way a person is going to mukabel the Torah. And here it says when Shem the altar of Kelim, that in order to make altar, a person has to know that it's not going to come easy. They have to know that it's Shaloi Kenegat HaTeva. It's Kenegat HaTeva. So going Kenegat HaTeva is difficult. Not easy. So a person has to be willing. The Kabbalah Yisurim that we're talking about is the ability and the want and the Ratzon and the ability to go against the Ratzon. Otherwise, it can't be called Torah. It has to be you have that willingness, that rotzen, and the ability to go against your nature. Right. No? Share your human looks.
No. I'm tired, but yeah, I need to also know this.
You want this thing?
Okay.
You want it? I'm using it, but if you want it, we will keep you awake.
1 minute.
All right?
1 minute.
Okay. Good shame. When's the last time you were in Shir and the Magid Shir told you Guva to play with the Torah? Usually took it away from you, probably. Okay. The next one is, we have to pay attention to the whole point of those things. That the next one is a Makaris Makoyway. So the Aleph is a Makaris Makoyway is, I spoke about that recently, about everyone has their unique contribution. I spoke about that.
In this share?
Yeah. No. I gave this share. I spoke about it Lil Shabbos Friday night here. Beautiful shtickle. Beautiful shtickle. Beautiful shtickle. That there's a Gemara, that, and that's part of Makaris Makayim. Oh, it's a beautiful shtickle. The shtickle goes like this, that that the Gemara says, and you always have to say, the Gemara says that we always do a midbar prior to Shavuos. What's the simon? Minu v'etzur. So I saw from Rabbi Yochum Olshan, the liquid yeshiva, he writes that the pshat is because the minion brings everyone together. It's a certain achdus of Klal Yisrael. Since it's the achdus of Klal Yisrael, you need that as akdama to kavas of Torah. You can't accept Torah as a yachid. You can't accept Torah as a tzibur. Beautiful. But I want to explain a pofakar. The minion in Parashat Bamidbar is a unique minion, more than any other minion in the Torah. In the Torah, it says, what does it say in Parashat Pinchas? Tifkidu oisam, vesa vaisal, umishmach oisam. Here it says, b'shemois tifkidu, l'gogoisam. What is it? Second Pasuk Beis. Bamidbar Sinai. So here it adds two things. In looking at Parshas Pinchas, it doesn't say b'mispar shemos, the Google isom. So the Ramban explains what was this minion. The minion was that every single person in Klal Yisrael had to come and appear before Moshe and tell Moshe Rabbeinu, this is my name. And this is my shevet, and this is who I am.
Who says that?
Ramban. The mispar shemos legul galoisam. It was mispar shemos. You don't just assign this; you have to say your name. So, what's the idea of that? The idea of that is that everybody in Klal Yisrael has their unique position. So it's a dual thing. The meaning. On the one hand, yeah, you're part. You have to view yourself as part of the Klal. I'm one of 603,000. I'm one of a major Klal Yisrael. I'm an achrayis to Klal Yisrael. I'm part of the Klal Yisrael. Great. Okay, but do I count? Or am I just not the number? So, no, but Mr. Shameless Google Isom, every single Google Isom is being counted. Everyone has a unique Mr. Shameless. We care about your name, we don't just care about your number. We care about what you're contributing. You have your unique contribution to give to Kleistral. That only you and only you can give. Revolver used to say, Echobaraya has. I have a raya that you have a unique contribution to give that no one else can give. That's right. Nish, it's not like, you know, I have seven secretaries. You know, in case falls through the cracks, one, someone else picks it up. Hashem put you on the world for a reason. So if you don't have a reason why you're here, then don't be here. So Memela, Makdama to Kabbalah Torah is Minu V'Itzru, is the understanding that you have your unique contribution. It's really in a way Punk for Kepa Rabbi Yochum's for. Right? Huh?
That's a classic. I mean, Bart's not like
it. Right. By the way, Halacha might see have this, because it says, Se'uvis Rosh, B'nei Kas, Mishmach HaSal, Lezer, Viadi Samar Benar again Umishmeres Claimus Mishmeres Masam. So the Ramban says Halacha Maisa, and the Ramban says and the Ramban also. Now Levi, each Levi was given their job in the Mishkan, in the Beit Hamikdash, and a Ben Levi that did someone else's job is Chayiv Misa. He's not a czar. I'm not talking about a Kohen did a Levi's job, or a Levi did a Kohen's job, or Yisrael did a Levi's job. I'm talking about a Levi did a Levi's job, but a Levi did a different job than what he was given. Zokter Ramban Yitzchai Misa is over a lot in the Torah. Now, the Ramban says even more. Ramban says, who had been by a Kohen? Kohen takes a Kohen's job. That the Pesuk Rav says the Rambam doesn't hold of. The Rambam argues on that. He says, no, by Kohen you don't have this, then only by Levim. But again, it's the same point. Everyone is makas and koyma. You have your unique contribution that you can give, and that is the akdama to the Torah. So that's it. Doc, if you move to Phoenix, you got to do something in Phoenix, man. All right? It's up to you.
Trying my best.
You got to bring a bear to Phoenix.
Yeah.
All right.
With your help.
Okay, fine.
All the best.
All the best. Good night.